This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the 52nd meeting of Pragati, the ICT-enabled multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation at Seva Teerth in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Modi reviewed four major infrastructure projects in the road, power, industrial corridor and metro rail sectors across four states, involving an investment of around 30,000 crore rupees. The PM directed the concerned ministries and state governments to resolve bottlenecks in a mission mode and ensure close monitoring of project implementation. Mr. Modi also reviewed grievances related to cybercrime and digital arrest cases. Expressing concern over the growing misuse of digital platforms to defraud citizens, he called for intensified public awareness campaigns and directed stakeholders to strengthen systems for prevention, reporting, investigation and grievance redressal in cyber fraud cases. The PM's office informed that the meeting also reviewed the TB Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. The PM highlighted the importance of leveraging emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence, in the fight against tuberculosis. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has concluded a series of meetings with U.S. Trade Representative Ambassador Jamieson Greer and his delegation in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said they reviewed the progress of the ongoing India-U.S. trade discussions and explored avenues to further deepen economic partnership between both the countries. He also appreciated Ambassador Greer's leadership and the sustained efforts of both teams in advancing the discussions in a constructive and forward-looking manner. In West Bengal, rescue operations are in full swing after an under-construction godown collapsed, trapping workers beneath heavy iron debris near Taratala in Kolkata yesterday. Five people were declared dead at the SSKM hospital and the injured are being treated there. Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari visited the accident site and lauded the efforts of rescue personnel. He informed the media that Kolkata Metropolitan Authority would submit a report to him and he would brief the assembly today. As the house-to-house enumeration of special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Delhi to start from the 30th of this month, the Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi chaired a meeting with the representatives of political parties regarding SIR in New Delhi yesterday. In a statement, CEO's office said that the CEO requested political parties to cooperate with the election machinery involved in the SIR at different level and they sought full cooperation, assistance and active involvement during the SIR. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has said that on 22nd of this month, an Air India flight from Delhi to Amritsar was instructed to hold during its approach to Amritsar due to a runway inspection post a bird strike incident. The ministry said that after the aircraft commenced its approach, it briefly entered Pakistani airspace during radar vectoring. It added that the event was coordinated with Pakistan ATC authorities. The ministry further said that the aircraft was subsequently diverted to Delhi and landed safely. It noted that interim action has been taken against concerned air traffic controller at Amritsar and the operating crew for non-reporting of the event. India and Russia are working to further enhance their bilateral trade with a target of reaching $100 billion by the year 2030. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said that trade between the two countries is already showing a steady upward trend, currently standing at around $60 billion. He noted that both nations are committed to expanding economic cooperation across sectors. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over parts of the northeastern region, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Telangana, coastal Karnataka, Konkan and Goa today. The Met Department has also predicted thunder squalls with wind over Madhya Maharashtra, Marathwada and West Madhya Pradesh today. Indian women's doubles pair of Trisha Jolie and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the second round of the US Open Super 300 badminton tournament. The Indian duo defeated Spain's Paula Lopez and Lucia Rodriguez in the opening round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.